You are tuned in to WBFY LP Belfast, Maine, 100.9 FM.
It's 6 o'clock on Monday. That means it's time for the Belfast Lions High School Sports Show. Here's your host, Coach Brian Goff.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Belfast Lions Sports Show. This is the head football coach for your Belfast Lions, Coach Brian Goff. I am also the head JV basketball coach this year. Winter sports are underway. I have been so busy with basketball and the show as of late and everything else going on. I looked down at the calendar and here we are in the back half of January already. Time is certainly flying by. We're into winter sports. Teams are getting games in. Swim teams are getting meets in. So here we are. COVID has kept away for the most part. We're getting these games in, which is great. These swim meets in. It's great to see our young athletes getting out there and doing what they love. And the school's been great about, high-tech video equipment installed so fans and parents and supporters can watch these events take place online. And we're off to a good start here. As I said, winter sports are underway. We're lucky enough to have the head ladies swim coach for your Belfast Lions tonight joining the show. Really excited to get into a number of topics. The swim team just had their first meet, which we'll get into in just a moment. But we have Coach Donna Kelly joining the show. Coach, thanks for joining the show. How are you?
I'm great, Coach Goff. Thanks for having me, and good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. I got a number of questions here that I want to delve into. I had Bob Winslow on last week. We had a great conversation, and I learned a lot about the sport of swimming. And quite frankly, when I left that conversation, it left me with even more questions. So hopefully you can answer those for me and our listeners tonight. But before we get into all that, Coach, I'd like you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Where'd you grow up? What school you attended, and what type of sports did you participate in when you were growing up?
Sure. So I am a Maine transplant. My dad was a Navy man, born in Jersey, and kind of traveled around. But I went to grade school in Massachusetts and South Florida. I used to come up here to Maine all summer long. My grandparents had a summer home here. So ever since I was a little girl, I used to come up here in the summer and hang around in Belfast. Moved to Maine permanently in eighth grade. I was the last ninth grade class at Crosby Junior High, and went to high school right here in Belfast. So when I was in middle school, in Florida, I swam, and we did bowling back then in Florida. Bowling was a big thing, and I played softball. But here in Maine, I was a swimmer, cross country, track, and I did a little bit of field hockey.
Super cool. Three sport athlete for sure. You struck a chord with me when you said South Florida. I spent almost 8 years of my life down there, down in Boca Raton. Was in between West Palm Beach and Miami on a pretty consistent basis, but saw all the state. What part of South Florida were you in, Coach?
North Lauderdale, Fort Lauderdale, Pompano, Sunrise, Coral Springs. My grandparents had winter homes down in Delray and Boynton Beach. So kind of the same stomping ground.
Absolutely. Every single one of those towns I've had great experiences in. I've got good close friends still down at Davie, Florida, right near Fort Lauderdale. I'm sure you're very familiar with that as well. And, when you're growing up down in Florida, you've got, as you know, Coach, you've got great weather, figuratively speaking. It gets quite hot in the summertime, but you're probably in a pool 12 months a year down there, wouldn't you say, Coach?
Either the pool or the ocean. So we hung out at the beach a lot, and I swam at the Hall of Fame pool down there in Fort Lauderdale. So that was a pretty cool experience.
Good point. Good point there. I remember vividly driving down I-95 and seeing a sign on the side of the road that said the Swimming Hall of Fame is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Very, very cool for sure. Now, I didn't realize you were a graduate of Belfast Area High School. How cool is it to be the head swim coach at your alma mater?
It's pretty cool to watch it go full circle. Swimming holds a near and dear place in my heart. So when I went to college, I swam for UMaine, but to come back and coach here at your hometown, not only that, but I ended up coaching my daughter when I stepped feet back into coaching high school swimming. So it was pretty cool.
That must have been very cool as well. So you swam in high school, you went on to the University of Maine at Orono. That's big time there. Were you a four-year swimmer up there, Coach?
I was, except for 1 year where I had a shoulder injury, and so I sidelined a bit. Not a breaststroker, but when that's all you can do, Coach makes you a breaststroker. So the following year I did that. But, yep, either one way or the other, I competed and assisted with the team up there. So it was pretty cool, good experience.
Very cool. Now, you said you were swimming as early as junior high down in the state of Florida. Did the swimming career actually start earlier than that when you were a youth or even younger?
It did, actually. I was competing at four.
Wow.
Back then in South Florida, they have teams with the little munchkins, and I was one of those. My mom was a swimmer when she was in high school, so... and then you're living in South Florida, so that's kind of what you do.
No doubt. Wow. You know, I always say to any coach or any sport that's building a program, start them young. You know, the younger you get them into the program, they develop a love at an early age. You're more hands-on experience in terms of training. You start a four-year-old swimming. They do that every single year. Once they get to high school, they're probably primed and ready. I bet you were a darn good swimmer, wouldn't you, Coach?
I think I was pretty good. I think back then when they start them out that young, it's more to get them water safe, but that's a good start right there.
Right. Now, would you say you developed a passion for swimming through your mother? It sounded like she had a career herself and kind of passed that love on to you.
My mother was a very good athlete, actually, and swimming was one of her favorite things, and I think skiing. She grew up in Jersey, but swimming seemed to be her favorite, so she kind of took it upon herself to make sure we all were water safe and we could do that, and we grew up in South Florida, so there wasn't much else to do other than swim anyways.
So swimming literally has been part of your life in one fashion or another. As long as you can remember.
Pretty much, yes.
That is great stuff, Coach. I love it. Same thing with me with football. My father was a coach for 30 years at the high school and collegiate level. As far back as I can remember, there I was as the water boy, probably first, second grade, were my first memories of that. And once it gets in your blood and you do things at an early age, and once you become an adult and you think back to all those great memories that you had growing up around the sport, and just kind of seems a natural fit to kind of be doing it as an adult all these years later. It is for me anyway. So that's very, very cool. So let's see here. What else do I have for you? My notes tell me you came on as a volunteer assistant in the year 2006. A year later, you're a paid assistant. The year after that, 13 years later, you're the head swim coach at Belfast Area High School. Simple math says you've been a coach in some variety for 15 years now. Did you ever think to yourself back in 06 you'd be doing this 15 years later?
No. My daughter started as a freshman and started on the swim team, and I was going to watch, and Mark Babin kind of recognized me and realized who my daughter was, and kind of pulled me down on the deck, helping out a little bit at that point. I was trying to figure out how he recognized me, but he remembered me from Orono, and then my name was still on the record board for Belfast at the time. Started out that way, which was a lot of fun. He was great to work with. And Bob, of course, was great to work with. And I think he had some ideas to transition me in. And so I started helping out paid the next year, and he decided he would step out, and I stepped in, and that's all she wrote. So here you are, and I love it.
That is super cool, Coach. You know, it sounds like you had a really good understanding and base knowledge of swimming, having swum at such an early age, swimming at the collegiate level. Your mother was into swimming, so you literally were born into it. My question to you, Coach, is when you came on in 2006 as that volunteer assistant, 15 years later, as a coach, how much have you changed as a coach? Are practices and the training still exactly the same? Have those things changed? How much has changed basically from a broad strokes and at every angle in 15 years since you've been coaching here at Belfast?
The swimming mechanics of swimming have kind of, you know, stayed pretty much the same. I think we, you know, Bob and I kind of, we tend to think a lot alike, but, and then we tend to make our practices to meet the needs of the swimmers. So you take some basic cores that there are with different strokes, and depending on what you have, what I have in my pool and what each of the swimmers' needs are, I kind of develop from there. There's some things that I tend to do pretty standard, and then some things I'll introduce a little bit new or different. I actually did about all total maybe 6 years of Y and US swim as well back in the day. So I pull upon some of that experience in coaching, whether you're coaching little guys, 8 and unders, or you're coaching, you know, your 15, 16 year olds. They all are at different stages, so you kind of update and address what the needs are for the swimmers in the pools, and build drills or build technique enhancement or build workouts to improve whether it's distance swimming or sprinting, you know, to achieve the goals of the swimmers and the team. So I try to be flexible.
Right, right. Okay, excellent. Now, you just mentioned goals. That was a key word that just hit home with me. Do you literally sit down with each of your swimmers, set some personal goals, set some team goals? You know, you might have an incredible swimmer that's obviously going for a record, or you could have a beginner swimmer that you just want to see improve their time by 10 or 15 seconds. Is that something you do with your swim team, Coach?
I do. I try to get all of them to fill out goal sheets. Not everybody will do that, but if they don't do that, I'll work, talk with them individually. Each swimmer usually has their own goal. I've had swimmers in high school that have started and can't swim 25 yards. So their goal is to be able to complete 25 yards. And usually by the end of the season, they're competing at KVACs in the meet for us, which is pretty cool. And then I have others that are fairly sophisticated swimmers, and they're really looking for that record board, or they're really looking to improve upon personal goals, or they're looking to become part of the relay teams that can improve upon the record boards or things like that. We always look for a dual season, positive dual season. We always look to see if we can get a top three at KVACs, which we've been fairly good at doing. I don't think I've ever had a losing season in Belfast as when I've been coaching, and we're usually 1, 2, or 3 at KVACs, and we shoot for top 12 to top 10 at states. So we've done pretty well for girls. And girls, Class B swimming is fairly competitive, and we have a lot of teams to compete with. So it's quite a feat in and of itself.
Do you see schools around Maine? Does everybody pretty much have a swim team, or are there, you know, traditional, you know, teams that you just, you know, associate swimming with when you bring up Belfast Area High School, for example?
I think we're fortunate because we have our own pool, so we have some flexibility. That's one of the neatest things that I remember in being in high school, is that we did have our own pool. There's a lot of schools that don't have the ability to have pool time. They either share pools with other teams, or they share Y pools, or they have to share college pools. So we have some flexibility with that that allows us to have our own team and compete and have some flexibility to have the pool time. We have, in the last few years, we have partnered with Mountain View and Searsport to have some swimmers join. I know Bob's had some Mountain View swimmers. I have had in the past, and we've recently had some Searsport swimmers, but neither of those schools have pools. So, but they've had collaborative working agreements with RSU 71, which has been pretty cool. So swimmers that may have come up through the ranks with the local Y or the US swim team are able to maybe continue in that regard. Belfast has had some pretty traditional, what we call rivalries within our swimming, much like football or wrestling or baseball, or field hockey. We tend to try to get Old Town on our schedule, even though they're not in our division. That's just a rivalry that's gone back since when I was in high school, and we always tend to try to get them on our schedule. Of course, we have our local Camden meet, then local rivalry, and Morse is another good one for us. And then we have Waterville, Winslow, those just same that you do in football, those types of things. So we can go as far south as, this week we'll swim Mount Ararat, so, and we'll swim Brunswick. We have a pretty tough schedule. Most of our schedule this year seems to be Class A teams.
Well, that'll be good in the long run, you know. I mean, you compete against these schools that are top-notch and shows the girls what Class A programs look like, and they get a feel for what that's all about. And I think it's a positive, quite frankly. You know, I tell my basketball guys right now, as the JV coach, it's, you know, my job is to get you guys ready for varsity basketball. And one of my tricks of getting these guys better, I said, you know, anytime you ever play a pickup game or any type of basketball game, you know, look to go out and, you know, guard their best player, because that's just going to get you better. You know, you don't want to, you know, swim or play against somebody that might be the weakest swimmer on the team. That's not going to get you better. Let's line you up against somebody that's lightning fast and show you what that looks like. And that's a good motivating factor as well to get these kids working, whatever sport it is that they're playing.
Absolutely. So, it raises the caliber of the competition and strengthens the your swimmer's base or your athlete's base when they're pushed a little harder. We usually run a schedule that's about half and half, half A, half B. So we get that good caliber of swimming competition, which is good, as you said.
Absolutely. Let's get into the weekly schedule, Coach. You practicing every day. How long are the practices? And what does a practice look like in the year 2021?
Well, it's a little bit different because of the numbers that the girls swim team has. I am not able to see all of my swimmers 5 days a week like I typically do. Because of some COVID-19 restrictions, I am only able to have about half of the team in the pool at a time. So we go Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then we run two separate sets of practices on Friday. So I see most of the girls 3 days a week versus 5 days a week. Our practices run generally an hour and a half. And so, you know, in the age of COVID, we're pleased to be able to have pool time. We're pleased to be able to see our athletes, and we're really pleased to be able to get any time with them. So we're adjusting. So we can have about 10 kids in the pool at a time. And when you got about 20 kids, you've got to split them up. So we've been doing it and it's been working. So and we had the first meet of the season and I had some good times. And if they're coming out of the gate with 2 to 3 days a week of practice versus five and hitting what they're hitting, I'm pretty pleased.
Now, can these girls on their off days, can they sneak over to the YMCA and get a little extra work? Because, you know, whoever built that YMCA, a tip of the hat to them. What a facility that is. I'm just getting back to Belfast in the last couple of years. back when I was in high school and in early college years, I was a employee at the YMCA. And back then it was a little office next to the Colonial Theater. Now you drive over there by Troy Howard Middle School and you've got a state-of-the-art facility with one heck of a swimming pool. Can the girls get over there and get some extra work in, Coach?
Well, I would always encourage them to get additional lap time, whether they go in to the high school lap swims or they go to Y lap swims, or if they are a member of the Y team to get in and on their off time and swim, whether it's with the Y lap swim and on the weekends. So pool time during swim season is always highly recommended.
Definitely. You start to answer my next question. And it sounds like, you know, with any sport that we're coaching and student athletes are participating in right now, the social distance has to be a key factor. I assume that's why they're only allowing X amount of girls in the swimming pool at one point in time. What other adjustments have you had to make being in the world of COVID right now? How much more different is practice other than that social distancing piece? And how are they running swim meets right now in the year of COVID as well?
So we're limited for practice time and how many kids I can have, how many athletes I can have in the pool. And we can't usually, we all start at one end and go at the same time. Right now I have my girls are split up at either end of the pool. And we're alternating so many in a lane, and we're still doing the same sets. Masks are worn, you know, right up until the time they hit the water to right up at the time when they come out of the water. Swim meets are rather interesting. It was quite an experience. So as I mentioned, my team is split in half and I don't see them all together. So it was the first time I actually saw them all together was on Thursday when we ran through our first meet. Typically our meets during the year are combined with the boys. So this year, not only do we not have another team with us, but we also couldn't run our meet with the boys team. So it's quite different. Usually you have a lot of high energy, a lot of cheering, a lot of passion going on in support of both the boys and the girls, trying to get the rhythm of the meet when there's a boys event or a girls event in between, you know, trying to get the rhythm of just enough time, but not too much time to ensure that the athletes have enough recovery time between each of their events, because we still schedule our events much like we are a regular meet. So just a lot of adjustment. I will have to say the athletes, or at least my athletes in the pool at practice and on the meet, have been fabulous. They're taking it all in stride. They're, I think, really a great bunch of young ladies. They're engaged, they're participating, they work hard. They're doing everything I asked them to do. They're completing all of the sets from warm up right through their main sets and middle sets and their sprint sets. Warm up went well. We were wondering how I'm going to do, you know, happened to have 16 girls able to swim Thursday and available. And how do I space them out when I haven't had them all together? So we started, you know, five at one end, five at the other, and five in the middle. And there we went. And it worked.
No kidding. Now, this first meet that you had, we'll get into the results in just a minute, but how many, if any, you know, personnel was down in the pool area to, you know, help with these times? Did they literally send some sanctioned officials to kind of monitor everything and write and record these times down so they could compare them to the other teams? How did that work?
Yep. So running meets virtually is a little extra logistics. We had to do meet setup. Camden had to do meet setup. We had to run on different days. We're somewhat limited in our officials in this area. So we actually had three officials on deck on Thursday night, and then Camden had three officials, the same three officials on deck Friday night. Then we had a timer at each lane to run our clocks and our system. We had two parents up in the balcony, and we had a videographer to make sure that we could get it live streamed, which is really kind of neat, given that we can't have the spectators we usually have. Other than that, it was just the swimmers, the boys team, and Bob and I on deck, or the girls team and Bob and I on deck. He's my assistant and I'm his assistant, and it works, and we go from there.
That's awesome. Did it work out pretty well for the first trial, if you will?
It did. It went fairly smooth. It, like I said, a little strange not to have the whole team there and another team there, but we got the rhythm down, and we had some great swims. And then the next day, we shipped them our results off to a hosting team, and they shipped the combined results back on Saturday, and the rest is history now.
So it was literally a day or two before we actually knew the actual results and who won the meet. Is that right, Coach?
Correct.
Good stuff. Great conversation going on here with the head swim coach, Donna Kelly, for your Belfast Lions. It's the ladies swim team. We're coming up on half past the hour. We're going to take a quick commercial break. This is WBFY 100.9 Local FM. If you're listening to us online, you're doing so at BelfastCommunityRadio.org. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, we're the Oshima Brothers, and I'm Jamie.
I'm Sean. You're listening to WBFY 100.9 Belfast.
To help slow the spread of COVID-19, the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend that people wear cloth face coverings in public settings, especially when other physical distancing measures are difficult to maintain.
Physical distance means 6 feet apart, about two arm lengths from other people who are not from your household. You are required to wear face mask coverings in public places where physical distance is difficult to maintain, as recommended by CDC.
The current state guidelines in place are designed to keep you and our frontline employees safe and us in business. Please be kind as we do our best to adapt and serve you.
Together, with your help, we can keep Belfast a safe location to visit, shop, eat, and spend time with your family.
You just heard the word from Belfast Mayor Eric Sanders, Belfast Public Health Nurse Susan Dupler, also Corey Chase, the owner of Darby's, and Ryan Otis of Rowley's. We at WBFY would also like to encourage you to do the considerate thing and wear a mask.
Support for Belfast Community Radio comes from our listeners and from the Belfast Co-op, a community-owned health food store and deli cafe located in scenic downtown Belfast since 1976. 123 High Street, Belfast.
Hi there, this is Peaches Zabayoni. Please tune in to Nightbeat, Thursday evenings, 8 to 10 p.m. here on WBFY LP 100.9 on your radio dial and streaming everywhere at BelfastCommunityRadio.org.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Belfast Lions Sports Show. Head football coach, Coach Brian Goff here, with the head swim coach, ladies swim coach, I should say, for your Belfast Lions, Mrs. Donna Kelly. We're having a great conversation about the swim program, about Coach Kelly personally in her career. And I've got a number of more things I want to dive into with Coach, so we're going to get right back to it. We kind of touched upon it right before the commercial break. We've had a successful first meet for the 2021 campaign with a big win over Camden last Thursday night. My notes tell me the Lady Lions swim team won 92-76 over rival Camden. Coach, tell us a little bit about the first meet and some of the standouts from that meet as well.
Well, we had a great meet. Both boys and girls had a great meet. And for our first meet of the season, we had some fabulous times all around right out of the gate. So I don't know if there was one standout. I think every swimmer really stepped up and performed. And we had a number of student athletes qualify for state qualifying swims right at their first meet. So It was pretty good to see, considering, like I said earlier, I'm not able to see all of my swimmers 5 days a week. I can only see them 2-3 days a week. So to have them do that in their first meet of the season, with less time that we've had between probably practices and our first meet, pretty darn good. It was pretty impressive all the way around. But I have a really, really good group of young ladies who are quite talented, actually. This is actually one of the best teams I've had in the pool. We have some of the returning swimmers that we have, including our senior class, and the field of freshmen this season are really phenomenal. So unfortunately, COVID is hitting us, but had it not been COVID, I think the Belfast Lady Lions swim team would have been a force to be reckoned with this season, dual season swimming and on.
Absolutely. Good to see you're off to a great start. It seems like it's a pretty convincing win, if you ask me. Clarify for me, Coach, and tell our listeners a little bit how the scoring works. Again, it was a 92-76 score. Does the scoring work kind of like track, if you will, where first place garners an X amount of points, second place, third place, what have you? Is that how it works?
Yes. Yeah, so in our home pool, we score three positions. We have a 4-lane pool, so our relays will score first, second, and third. And for individual swims, our swims will score first, second, and third position. Interesting, in our own pool, because we score three positions, if you score first place, you get 4 points. If you score second and third place, you get 4 points. So sometimes the strategy to setting up your meet, even if you may have a bigger team that's coming in with bigger powerhouses, if you have good depth, you could still either keep the meet really, really close or win the meet by your second and third points places. So it's pretty neat. Your relays, of course, will score more. I think it's a 6-4 and a 3, something like that. Bob's usually better with the scoring than I am. I do meet setup, but you try to hit at least one meet, one relay, two relays if you can, and you're shooting for that was first or your seconds and thirds, and you can end up on the positive side of the meet.
No doubt. And we're going to get into your current roster in just a moment, but for you to say that this year's team might be the best you've had, that's quite impressive, because you know, the research that I've done about ladies swimming, and I took myself into the pool the other day, and I didn't have to look too far and look up at the wall at the record-setting swimmers, and it seems like you've coached a lot of them in recent years. Right at the top of the list, you got Morgan Fernald. She's got 4 individual records herself, followed by Kayla Payson with 2. Kayleen Ottman with 1, Jessica Clapp with 1, and Amber Rassimi with 1. And I haven't even talked about the relay teams. A lot of those names I just mentioned are on those relay record-setting teams as well. Talk a little bit about those swimmers, Coach, and not including this year's team, which we'll get into in a minute, some of the better teams that you've had the opportunity to coach here at Belfast.
As you mentioned, every one of those young ladies I have coached, with the exception of Amber Resmini, who is the diver. She was a swimmer. Maybe I did. She was a swimmer back when my daughter was on the team, so maybe I did indirectly. But she was more of a diver, and Bob coaches the diving. So now that I think about it, she was probably on the team when I was coaching as well. But so every one of those record holders I have coached in one form or fashion since my tenure at Belfast Area High School coaching high school swimming. All great swimmers, pretty phenomenal. The more recent ones were Kaylin Ottman, Morgan Fernald, and last year's graduating senior Kayla Payson. Pretty exceptional young swimmers, very driven, all of them. everyone on that record board were driven one way or another, committed, worked hard in practice, owned their events, and were good swimmers in their own right, but constantly worked to improve them. Kaylin Ottman was a distance swimmer. Morgan was a backstroker, butterflyer, IMer, and Kayla Payson was a sprint freestyler and a butterflyer. But each of them were keys to Belfast relays, as you mentioned. So pretty impressive group right there. One of the neat things about swimming, though, is it's an individual sport, but it's also very much a team-oriented sport. And for teams to have really successful seasons, you really need those flexible swimmers that have good, strong four strokes. That's what I really, really look for. And the incoming group of swimmers I have, they all have four strokes, four solid strokes, which is really pretty amazing. That offers you flexibility as a coach. It offers you flexibility as a team, and it offers you options for good winning combinations when you get down to dual seasons and relays. So it's pretty pretty exciting to see when you have a pretty much a full team with all four strokes.
No doubt. You talked about the work ethic and the drive. You know, last year I was letting myself into the pool area about 5:30 a.m. I figured it was really early. Nobody'd be in there. I could get 20 minutes or a half hour of work in. Well, I'm walking into the pool area at the same time that Kayla Payson was. And she was going in there with her mother to get some extra work in on her get-offs and things of that nature. So you know, no matter what sport we're talking about, you put that extra work in. Sounds like all these record setters did just that. And it's not a surprise their name's up on the wall, the Belfast swimming pool area. That's for sure.
Exactly. You mentioned Kayla, and when you're at a certain caliber of swimming, it's down to hundredths of a second. And, you know, she placed second in the state meet in the 100 butterfly, but she really was still trying to get those next hundredths of a second that will make the difference. And so she was constantly working her turns or working her starts. And that's really what you have to do. It comes down to that little bit.
Absolutely. Do you find these real strong swimmers or naturals? Like, you know, you came from a swimming family, and when they tossed you in the pool for the first time at 4 years old, were you zipping up and down the pool, or is that something you just had to put the work in and become a great swimmer? How often do you see, you know, these girls that are just absolute naturals, or is there a lot of work that actually goes into it in terms of the training and all the things that they do that goes into it?
Well, Bob and I joke, in Belfast, we struggle getting breaststrokers, and breaststrokers, we say, are born, not made. you can teach people breaststroke, but there's something about breaststroke that's quite an interesting stroke. The most taxing stroke is butterflyer. Some, I think, are naturals, but you can take a dedicated swimmer that's committed to learning and committed to working and make them a really, really good swimmer if they have the attitude and the drive. I went to college with a young lady who was a freshman with me, and she didn't start swimming until her senior year in high school. She couldn't swim. She started her senior year in high school and was amazing. She just learned to swim and loved, she happened to be in the same lane as I was. We were sprint freestylers at the time, and she just kept growing and developing because she was putting in the work. It really comes down to work ethic and listening and that willingness, that commitment. Of course, there are some that are just pure naturals. So I think it comes each way.
No doubt. When I was talking to Coach Winslow last week, he mentioned a Bluefish program for the youth here in Belfast. Are you involved with the Bluefish, Coach? What are some things that you're doing in the off season? Are you working with the young kids? You know, what are you doing when it's not actually swim season here at Belfast?
Well, I have a pretty demanding job, so it takes quite a bit for me to carve out enough time to do high school swimming. And then I still have my youngest is now in high school, and he's been a pretty heavy athlete. So usually on the off season, I'm trying to deal with his sports and things. In the past, as I mentioned, I coached Y Swim here for the Bluefish for a number of years, and I coached US Swim for a number of years, but I have not had the opportunity with my work commitments to get back into that as well as do high school. Big supporter of the team on the outside, but I haven't been able to partake in that work in quite a while. Family demands and work demands, but it's about what I can do is carve out enough time to do high school at the moment.
Understood. Yeah. You know, I used to hear my parents saying when I was younger, there's just not enough hours in the day or week, and you never really knew what it meant until you have all these responsibilities with full-time jobs and coaching, and in your case, you know, a family with kids. And you know, people comment to me over the years, oh, you know, you're from Maine. What's going on up in Maine? You know, there's nothing to do up there. You're married with kids and working and involved with sports. There's no time left, is there, Coach?
No, not a lot of time. And my kids were always three sport athletes, and my husband's a coach, so I'm usually going somewhere or doing something. Winter season for us is pretty busy when we both coach a sport in the winter and have an athlete in the winter ourselves. So pretty demanding schedule.
Let's get into your roster. First off, you got about 20 swimmers here. That's about double what Coach Winslow has. Is this an odd year with a high number of swimmers, or is this pretty much how you roll with a team of about 20 swimmers?
In the last few years, the Belfast girls swim team has had some really strong numbers. We have actually had a number of swimmers that I expected to return this year that due to COVID-19 have not been able to for one reason or another. So I was actually expecting a bit of a larger team than we have right now. For the last 4 or 5 years, we've had very healthy numbers for Belfast girls swimming, which is quite a pleasure for myself. So strong showing for girls swimming.
Now, do you keep every girl, Coach? Are there tryouts? Do some not make it? Do you keep them all and develop? How's that work?
I always hope to keep every swimmer. We are a team-oriented sport, and we all practice together. I might modify a lane practice to adjust to skill set, but we all practice together, barring COVID-19, when we have two different practice schedules, and we compete together, and everybody supports everybody. The way varsity works is... you get a varsity letter automatically if you place and make points at the KVACs. And I'm pleased to say most of the girls over the last few years have done that and made varsity, or you make so many points during the season, much like track does. So we keep track of it either way. So it's really a team-oriented sport. So we keep them all.
Super cool. Let's delve into this aforementioned roster and talk about each of these swimmers a little bit individually. To me, it always starts right at the top with the seniors. I'll talk about just simply say a swimmer's name, and you give us a few words and comments about each swimmer. Starting right at the top, I have on my list Leanna Gobin.
Leanna Gobin, she's a four-year swimmer. She's our senior this year, one of our team captains. This young lady is dependable and reliable. She is one of the few swimmers in my career that when you ask them to do a stroke set, she will pick butterfly, which is highly unusual. It's a demanding stroke. That's one of the strokes that she took to as a freshman and has worked very hard. And from, I believe, most years, she's made points at the KVACs for us in butterfly.
Wow, 4 years. Pleasure. That's awesome. Yep. Kudos to Leanna. How about Sadie Wheeler?
Sadie Wheeler is another four-year swimmer. She is a sprinter, pure and simple, but she has four pretty, pretty strokes. She has been key for us in our relays over the years. Great 50 freestyler, pretty much anything. You could put her in a 50 freestyle, 200 freestyle, 100 freestyle, 500 freestyle, and she's going to hold that down pretty well. Backstroke, actually, I've put her in there and she holds her own and, you know, pretty much anything, but really she's held down the sprints for us and has been key in our relays over the last few years.
Very cool. Real quick, how many events do each swimmer get to participate in during a meet?
Yep. So, swimmers can compete in a total of four events, either three relays and one individual event or two relays and two individual events. And I try to maximize that as much as I can.
No doubt. Coach Winslow talked about a little bit last week. There's quite a bit of strategy that goes into swimming, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Both Bob and I tend to be strategists, I think, and that's the fun of it. We try to, we can pour for hours over the times for the competing team that we're going to meet up with and work out different lineups for our meets. And sometimes I'll come in and the girls will be like, why am I swimming that? And I'm like, there is a method to my madness, but that's what you're swimming tonight. And one, it's about points. And two, it's about what I need to see them swim. And three, it's about what I need a time for them for potential qualifying. So I try to balance all of those things and challenge them in the meantime.
Absolutely. Next on my list is Grace Littlefield.
Grace is another four-year swimmer, just like Leanna and Sadie. She is a team captain this year for us. Grace is just a pleasure. She smiles all the time. She does anything I ask her to do. Backstroke, freestyle are her two strongest strokes. She's just consistent and dependable, and she'll do anything and go anywhere that I need her to do. So she's a pleasure.
Absolutely. What I like about coaching at Belfast is, you know, there's brothers and sisters on different teams. There's, you know, sisters and brothers on actually the same team. Two out of the three people I've mentioned so far, their little brothers, Quinn and Curtis, played on the football team. I've got Curtis on the JV basketball team as well, so that's super cool to see. Jasmine Cunningham's next on my list.
Jasmine is another four-year swimmer. She has some paperwork she's got to get in for us, but she has been our strongest breaststroker over the last 4 years. So she's been key in our medley relays and at KVACs for our breaststroke. But don't let her fool you. She is a strong IMer, though she will hate to say that. She's also decent in her sprint freestyle. So she holds her own in the pool.
That is awesome. Last senior on my list is Jordan Kulby.
Jordan is another team captain, four-year swimmer. Jordan is what I would say is a pure sprinter. She is usually been very, very flexible for us in our relays. 100 freestyle, 50 freestyle have been hot for her the last few years, but she's also a very strong breaststroker. And again, breaststroke for us is hard to come by. So she's held down the breaststroke events for us, along with Jasmine and a few other teammates, and those are critical.
Absolutely. Now, will any of your senior swimmers be taking their talents to the collegiate level next year, Coach?
Would not surprise me if they do. I haven't spoken to each of them about that yet. I did do a scholarship for some kind of a scholarship thing for Liana, but it would not surprise me if any of them or all of them did. I think they certainly all have the opportunity and the skill sets to do so. They set their mind to it.
Absolutely. That rounds out the senior class. Looks like you got two juniors swimming for you this year. First name on the list I have is Reagan Seekins. What can you tell us about Reagan?
Reagan is a three-year swimmer. She's very, very strong in the water. Again, somebody who is very dedicated to her practices and her teammates. Great backstroker. She's earned the top backstroke spot for our medley relay over the last year, last season. continuing to look very strong this year in her 50 backstroke. She's a great IMer and a distance swimmer. She won the 500 freestyle at KVACs and went under 6 minutes at states for us last year. So again, really strong, hardworking swimmer. Great to see her back. And I expect some really good things from Reagan this year.
No doubt. You know, my first year as head coach 2 years ago, we implemented a summer workout program for all student athletes. And I was obviously really pushing for the football players to be there. And we'd get about 12 or 15 show up on average that first year. And there was Reagan right in the mix with about 10 or 12 football players working her tail off and holding her up. Yeah, and I've seen her play field hockey. She's very good with the hockey stick as well. Taylor Lemon, that last name ring strikes a chord. If I'm remembering correctly, there was some lemon, a lemon, or even more than one lemon on the boys swim team. Is there any relations there, Coach?
Yep, I believe her younger brother is on Bob's swim team this year. So Taylor's a 3-year swimmer for us. She is, she's been specializing in the sprint freestyles, though she's a very strong IMer, but she does 50, 100, and 200 freestyle and has had qualified for states last year in the 200 as well, and the IM, I believe. So she's a well-rounded swimmer.
Awesome. Down to the sophomore class. First name on my list is Lena White.
Lena is a sophomore. She's, again, got some paperwork to do, but we've seen her in the pool. Great pleasure to have in the pool. Smiles, works hard, and is a freestyler for us.
Very cool. How about Maya Winslow?
Mia is actually Bob Winslow's granddaughter.
Wow.
And so she's come up right through the ranks, has swum for her dad, Aaron, and has now a second-year swimmer for me. She's a little powerhouse, kind of like Mighty Mouse. She'll do anything you ask her to do, but she's a strong IMer, strong backstroker, and don't let her fool you. She's got a pretty good fly, too, though she won't like me to say that out loud.
Super cool. How about Paige Rollerson?
Paige is sophomore, and she likes the freestyles and the backstrokers. She is funny. Paige is hilarious to have in the pool. Just a great bit of energy, kind of spunky, great 50 freestyler and 100 backstroker for us.
Very good. Sydney Mariner. Seems like Mariner is a name I've heard affiliated with Belfast Swimming in years past. What can you tell us about Sydney?
Absolutely. Sydney is quiet and pleasant and smiles all the time, works really, really hard. She is a true breaststroker, actually, but has a great freestyler. So she's another one that we've been developing nicely with our breaststroke as we need. Pleasure to have on the team. Again, always smiles, always does anything that you ask of her. We just really have a really great group of student athletes with great attitudes, very pleasant, very team oriented. Sydney's one of those.
That makes it so much more fun and rewarding when you got a great group of people like that that are passionate about their craft and do things the right way. How about Abigail Corman?
Abigail Corman is a sophomore. She was a very strong swimmer for us last year. She, you name it, she did it for us from 50 freestyle, 500 freestyle, IM, butterfly. She's what we call that triple threat because you can put her in almost anything. And she will score on the board in almost any event. Very versatile swimmer, works really, really hard. And a pleasure to have on the team. I love those swimmers that are versatile and committed to doing anything you ask of them.
Definitely. Now, your last sophomore year here that I have on my list, I heard had an outstanding field hockey campaign. I think I heard she was the leading scorer on the field hockey team this year as a sophomore. quite impressive. What can you tell us about Chelsea Guerrero?
Well, I think you just said it. She is a very impressive athlete, and she had a great field hockey season, but she's also very, very good in the pool. She's another swimmer that has four strokes. She is a natural breaststroker as well. Again, somebody who works hard on and off the field, something that I know about Chelsea. Pretty committed to studies, very committed to not only field hockey, regular season field hockey, winter season field hockey. And last year she did that and swam for us. So she's a pretty dedicated young lady with some good skills.
Right on. We got 5 minutes left, Coach. Let's touch upon these freshmen. Finley Mariner.
Finley is, some of you may remember Fletcher Mariner, his younger sister. She's a freshman this year, breaststroker, but has a beautiful butterfly and will be an IMer and a sprinter for us as well.
Morgan Curtis.
Morgan is four strong strokes. I'm still trying to get my bearings with Morgan, but she's pretty much can do just about anything from what I can see of her in the water. She works hard during practice, and I tried her in a wide variety of things. This week we'll try her in a few other things, but four strong strokes, so I think she's going to be one of those swimmers that develops nicely in just about anything.
Sophia Baracco.
Sophia was a surprise at the meet. I put her in a 200 and a 500, and she performed extremely well, nearly qualifying in the five. So she'll be doing that again, whether or not she likes it or not. But she's very, very strong in the water. Another swimmer that has four good, strong strokes, so some flexibility there. So it's going to be nice to see how she develops this season.
Awesome. Gabby Hoffman.
Gabby's strong. She swam the two and the five for us at the last meet. Definitely a freestyler. 50 free, 100 free, 200 free, 500 free. Did some qualifying times for us next year. She reminds me a lot of my daughter in the water, which is pretty neat, but works really, really hard. I'd like to see how she's going to develop.
No doubt. How about Maeve Littlefield?
Maeve's pretty amazing. I've heard about Maeve for a number of years through Bob and Aaron, and to see her in the water, and basically all of these freshmen is pretty phenomenal. Beautiful strokes, four of them. Sprint freestyler, butterflyer, whether she likes it or not, I'll be putting her in the IM pretty soon. Four beautiful strokes, four strong strokes. She's going to be some... key places for us this year in many, 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 many meets.
Good stuff. Callie Alexis Daly, last on my list.
Callie is a freshman that's only started a couple of weeks with us, and she's got four strokes as well. Strong freestyler, faster than I thought she would be. So she was a nice, pleasant surprise, even though I've only seen her in the water a couple of times. And Coach, there should be one more. Danielle Hickok is one more swimmer than I have.
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. Yes, yep. Yes, ma'am.
Yep, and Danielle is a freshman with four strong strokes as well. The last meet, she did the IM for us and qualified the state qualifying time. She has a beautiful freestyler and a beautiful butterfly as well. So, again, those freshmen are really rounding out really, really nicely this year. And of giving me as a coach and the team a lot of options.
Absolutely. I heard about Danielle. I know older brother Robert met her daddy, substitute teaching down at the junior high last year. I heard she was a stud along with the entire freshman class. It'll be a sad day when these seniors have to move on. Seems like you've had them for 4 years, the entire class. We've given a lot to the program. However, yet very exciting that you have a number of girls coming back to be the future of this program. Sounds like the program's in a great place. Sounds like you've built it the right way. And quite frankly, it just kind of sounds like a factory at this point, you know. Some seniors move on, and here comes the next crop of great swimmers. Would you say that's accurate, Coach?
I would say it's accurate. The Y team has developed swimming really well in Belfast. So a strong team that moves forward.
Absolutely. Coming right up on top of the hour. An hour always goes by awfully quick when you get talking about these sports and Belfast sports in general and all these great things that are going on with the coaches and student athletes, which I really appreciate you joining the show. I learned yet even more about the sport of swimming in terms of just the rules and the history and the girls. And I really do appreciate you coming on and sharing your insight with